I was trying to think of something profound to say for the cold open. I like completely blanked. All right.
Well, you've got another blooper for the reel.
Let's see. Is our democracy up for grabs? We'll talk about... This is what we're going to be talking about on this week's Life in Jest.
Ta-da!
Welcome back. Last week, I'll be honest with you, I didn't realize it was Sunday until it was already Sunday, and then I didn't want to bother Pascal because she was probably doing her thing already, so I threw on a best of, and it was a good one, so I hope you enjoyed it. Can't remember which one it was.
I'm just curious, what makes it the best of? Do you just pick whatever?
I pick good ones, but it's hard because when I record, it always gets labeled in my computer Riverside, because Riverside is the recording thing we use. And then it says Pascal and Solène, and it says the date. I should change it to the title of the thing, but yeah. I never do. I go check on Apple which episode it was for that day. But of course, it's the day we recorded it, not the day I posted it. And you would think it would drive within a few days or whatever, but then they don't. It's so frustrating. It takes me a good hour to find... one to
I
put on.
Given up. I mean, you people are lucky I don't do them.
I'm so frustrated when I do it. And then, did I even label it then? Who knows?
I learned my lesson because on my work computer, every time I would make a file, it just names it whatever, you know.
Right.
And then I couldn't find anything.
Exactly.
It was so annoying. So I've learned to name all my files.
No, you're right. You're right. That is the way to go. But I'm so far in, you know,
Listen, you gotta start from now. You can't go back. It'll take forever.
Yeah, it's true. Yesterday we went to a rally. We're supporting democracy. So it's a democracy rally. We had fun. We loved looking at these signs.
All morning I've been looking at the posts with the different signs. People are so clever.
Okay, so we have no crown for a clown, and it's him dressed as a clown.
That was a good one. That was from yesterday. That was one you took, right?
Yeah, these are all ones that you took. Yeah, and she was with the guy that said, "It's a picture of Trump as a Nazi. Are we next? History repeats itself." This is one of my favorites for sure. This one said, "I love this. I've seen better cabinets at IKEA."
Oh, I love that one too. That was good.
It's so true because the IKEA cabinets are shitty, but anything is better than this cabinet that he has.
Yes.
I still can't get over the Secretary of Education is that wrestling woman.
I know.
When this nightmare is over, they need to make rules about who can serve in a cabinet. It should be somebody that has extensive experience in that field, some sort of knowledge, like...
Yes.
I think she might have been like a substitute teacher. She might have been something down the line, but something ridiculous. She runs a corporation. She runs the wrestling thing. That's it. And wrestling is not educational.
I know, but we look at who the president is. I mean, just anybody need to have any kind of credentials for anything anymore?
But this was just the example that comes into my head, because being a writer and being so into education, wanting kids to read, wanting kids to be educated, for me, the most egregious thing comes off the top of my head I always remember. But they're all awful, of course. Oh, my God. This is another amazing one. It says, "I have a dream," and it's a picture of a policeman taking Trump away in handcuffs. I love that. I love that. Then his wife had a felon married to an immigrant is telling us that the problem is immigrants and felons.
Right?
I love it.
I do too.
I love it. War crimes won't hide sex crimes. Very true. You can't fix stupid, but you can vote it out. That's good. Clean up on aisle 47.
I didn't see that one. That's pretty funny.
There were these two women carrying a long sign together.
Oh, yeah.
It says defend democracy. I just love how they were carrying it together. It was so cute.
There were people that were carrying their flags and signs going through the crowd. They were one of them.
Yes. They were like a little train together. It's a great sign, of course, but it really caught my eye because of the two of them. This one. Super callous, fascist, racist, sexist, Nazi POTUS. Like super.
Yes, that was one of my favorites. I saw a couple of people with that sign.
Oh, you did?
There were a few signs that multiple people had.
Yeah. My sign, I had hate will never make us great. And a couple people had that. But a lady loved it. Remember that lady asked to hold it for a sign? She wanted to take a picture with mine.
But yeah, I had a lame sign from Amazon and somebody took my picture. I was like, really? Yeah.
It was
nice, but I know. I was like, I think maybe the next one I'll actually make a sign.
No. The ones that man and his wife told me, the ones with the immigrant and felon and the other one, they got it from Etsy.
Oh, Etsy. That's what
I never thought of looking on Etsy for anything like that.
I didn't either. But I mean, people do make nice things on Etsy. And when I say maybe I'll make my own sign, let's face it, I am lying. There is no way I'm getting it together to make
I just can't.
I would love to, but it's not going to happen.
Some people had the ripped up cardboard with a sign. I mean, it was cool. You know, like that I could handle, you know. But,
My friends that were there made their own sign. My brother made his own sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could get my act together like that.
My sign was really cheap and it's a lawn sign, so I actually put it on my lawn.
Yeah. No, I like your sign.
I don't know if I should put that on my lawn, though, because my neighbors, I don't know. But
I'm going to tell you, where you live, looking for trouble.
Who's going to argue with hate? I mean, you know what I mean? Who's going to say, I want hate, like, directly like that?
Your neighborhood is very iffy.
Yeah. All right.
Your neighbors are tense.
They're tense. Yes, they are. That's a good word. I like that. I did have a sign. I did put a sign up for that guy. The guy that's running for the town of Hempstead ran last time. The guy that I told you about. There's a really nice guy running.
He was there. Yeah. He was there yesterday.
He's a really nice guy. Joe Skidadadala. I don't know.
Wow, that is endorsement.
I'm really good at supporting people. Like, no, it's Joe Scablo, something like that. I don't know. Most people that are listening are not in the town of Hempstead anyway. If you live in the town of Hempstead, look it up. The guy's really cool, and he's a former Marine. His Semper Fi. Do you say Semper Fi or Semper Fe? Semper Fi, right? All right, I got it right. Like Fi.
And he gave a very good speech yesterday.
Yeah, he's very good. No, he's a really well-spoken guy. Anyway, the guy is very cool. I met him a couple times, and the last time we spoke at a decent length and very caring, really great guy. So vote for Joe. Joe is his name. That I know.
Go Joe.
Go Joe. That should be on his shirts.
That's G.I. Joe.
Go Joe is G.I. Joe. Do they? Oh, I don't know. It's been so long. You remember that? Wow, good for you.
I remember a lot of stupid shit, and I don't remember things I'm supposed to remember.
Well, that's basically our show.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, I did have a sign for him last time because it said Semper Fi on it, so I thought people would like that. And nobody bothered me. So maybe try it.
See what happens.
How could you argue with the sign? Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so silly. Put a sign up anyway on a dead end. Who's ever going to see it?
That's true. There's four houses.
I could put it on the side. What I could do is put it facing the water and then the boat traffic would see it.
Yeah, I guess so.
That might be fun. That's funny. I have more traffic by boat than on land. It's kind of funny. Not that I have it now, but soon. Anyway, this guy has a sign that says, I knew it would be bad, but holy shit. That's really funny. And on his jacket, he has a very simple sign. It has a crown crossed off, no kings, and it says Trump sucks. It's true. And somebody had a quote from Thomas Paine. That's my revolutionary stuff. In America, the law is king. I like that.
That's
a good quote.
It's true.
I should put that up on Facebook. I was carrying around my book, George Washington's Spectacular Spectacles, because a couple of reasons. George Washington very narrowly stopped a military coup, and we would have lost our democracy right then. But he convinced them to remember what they had fought for. They had fought for democracy. And he reminded them that he'd been there with them, and it all melded together. You have to read the book. But anyway, it all ties in because now we're in the 250th anniversary of democracy, and yet it's so threatened. Imagine 250 years later.
Isn't it interesting that it's happening?
Yeah.
At the same time. I mean, it's been happening for many years now.
No, but it really seems like it's worse. It's coming. Yeah. What if they're like, oh, on July 4th, that's where we're going to do it on the anniversary? What if they did that?
Did what?
What if they took over completely? What if they destroyed the government?
Listen, they could do it. We're in a war right now. They could do it.
What would they have to do? We're talking about democracy being threatened. Yes. The steps that they've taken are Nazi-ish, deporting people. But that is doing things against democracy, not destroying the actual democracy. To destroy the democracy, I would say he would have to declare the Constitution void. And I guess he would use the military against us, which sounds like my book.
I sent the military. I mean, didn't he send it to Minneapolis?
Yeah, I think, yeah. Right. Was it the military? Was it National Guard.
Right?
Well, I think that maybe he's doing test runs to see how it works.
Didn't he send them to a few cities, right?
I don't know. I try to avoid the news, honestly.
I do too, but you can't avoid a lot of it.
No,
it's just everywhere.
I still can't get over that woman, that poor woman that was murdered, that her name, the woman in the car, that her last name is Good. I mean,
yeah.
Good has been killed by evil. I think about that.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy that her last name was Good?
It is.
Poor woman. And that man that was, what is he, a nurse? What was he? Something
yes,
with a medical.
Yeah. A nurse.
Oh my God. Such a peaceful man. These people care about people, like good people, and they're just slaughtered. And never mind all the people we're not hearing about. You know, there's a lot. See, that's what I mean. Like, I just don't get it. I'm going to cry. I can't stand this. But I just don't get it. You know, what are we going to do?
This is like, why we were out there yesterday.
We're doing that. And it was great. You know what I loved? I'll stay positive. Just my little moment of what if. Because I'm a writer, so I think about what if. And that's what I'm thinking about. What do they actually have to do? I think those were test runs.
Not disagree.
I guess we'll see. But okay,
well,
so.
You know what?
Yeah.
Everything is on the table. There's things that have happened that you would never, if people had asked you 10 years ago if you thought this would ever happen.
Yeah.
Have happened. So.
I think if he hadn't been the host of that show, I don't think he would have been elected. People love that stupid show.
I've never liked him. Like, I don't even understand. I never watched that show because he seemed like a douche.
He is
honestly
a douche. They like that, apparently. But we heard him on Howard. I mean, he was kind of funny, but I didn't even like that stuff because that's not my kind of talk.
I have to say, I know this is. I can understand at the beginning. I don't agree with it, but I could see wanting something different, maybe shaking things up.
Really?
I would never do that, but I can kind of get the mindset like that you want things to be different. You want to change. You're going to shake it up. He was not the one. Like, I did none of
See,
us see
I
this
don't think
guy.
that's a good idea at all because, yes,
I don't either. I
it's a good
understand, but
idea in
I can
theory.
see, I
Yeah.
can see wanting that because things were getting a little crazy. I get it. But
What
this
was
guy,
crazy?
okay,
Obama wasn't Obama president
that's
before?
true.
What was
Yeah,
bad?
you're right.
Nothing.
I don't know what I was thinking. I liked Obama very much. I
I
still like
think
Obama.
things weren't bad then, I don't think. It was just people, it was probably just the people that didn't like Obama, like they wanted more of their, Reagan type of government or Bush or
Yeah,
something.
well, like you
Honestly,
said,
Bush was a
I don't
picnic
agree. I
compared to
know.
this.
Who would have thought?
I have a magnet that says, well, I don't know if I have it, but I saw a magnet, and a kitchen magnet. It was a picture of Bush, the younger Bush, and it says, "Miss me yet?" Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah, like listen, if you want to change, that's fine. But this guy, like, I can't imagine what it was about this guy.
There was no need for like it's. You need somebody that knows. First of all, he's completely lawless. A big problem is that we don't have the laws that back up for somebody not to do this. We
Yeah.
should, if we had things in place that stopped him from doing this, and I know he ignored some laws too, but there's also the idea of putting his the first time with when he put his daughter and son-in-law as advisors or something like
I know.
this should be a law. Well, how is there not a
That's
law?
crazy.
How is there
You
not a
know,
law?
in other places, there are rules like that.
Yeah.
It's
You would
just
think
not,
you.
you know what? Also, I don't think any of this has ever happened before.
Yeah,
This
but okay,
probably wasn't even considered.
we didn't do, but then when he got left, we didn't put it, we didn't
That's what
change
we should
anything.
have done it.
This is
Yes.
the this we this happens all the time. We notice that there's a mistake and something got through, but then we don't fix it. Same
Yes,
thing with
I agree.
the biggest example is the Electoral College. It is ridiculous. Okay,
It
the
is.
people should not be elected by the Electoral College. People should be elected by the popular vote. They should get rid of the Electoral College. Did they do it? Did they do? Blah, 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 blah. Did they do it? This is what happens when I get upset. No, they did not do it. This is over and over. We noticed this back with what's his name?
What's his name?
Gore. Gore.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we knew it then. That was a long time ago.
Right.
Nobody did a thing about it. Okay, so it's on us, and I don't mean me and you because we can't. It's on the government for not making these changes because it's not enough to notice the problem. You have to do something about it, and I'm sure it's a lot of work. I'm sure it is, but you know what? So was
I'm
making this
sure.
nation. This nation was a lot of work, and it would have been a lot easier for Washington and all the other patriots to just stay, citizens of the king. But they decided they were going to do it, and a lot of people paid with their lives, and a lot more were ruined, but financially, there was a nobody came out of that unscathed. I don't think there was one person that didn't have something affect them from, negatively, but they did it. And we need people to stand up for democracy like they did. They formed it, and now we need to stand
Yes.
it up. And that means doing the hard work. And not just once he's gone, there's still going to be problems because
Of course.
it's a mess. And I do wonder, like, what happens? What is gonna? The big question is about the next election. We have the midterms, but then we have his. What's he gonna do? Is he gonna step down? I don't
He
know.
will never step down there. That's just
Well,
not
first of all,
gonna
I mean, like,
happen.
and how old is he? What's the story here?
I don't know, like
I mean, the
80s?
man,
I feel like
no,
early 80s maybe.
no, I don't think so. Let's look. No, he's not. No. I think
God,
he's in,
I'm
no.
saying 80.
You are? Okay, let's see. I don't
Yeah.
think so.
Why,
Let me
how old
see.
do you think he is?
Oh, he's in his 70s. He's younger than what's his name?
Bernie?
Biden.
Oh,
No.
Biden.
Everybody's younger than Bernie.
I love Bernie.
Well,
I just
it
love
was
him.
closer to 80 than I thought. Oh my God. So he's his ew, his birthday's like what's today's date? Today is this sucker's birthday.
Ew, really?
Ew.
Oh, that's so funny that the protest. What were you talking about? Rally happened.
Yes. We should have done that. Now. Yeah. But anyway, he's turning 79.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm wrong. I read it wrong. I thought it said today as of his birthday, but I was wrong. It says as of March 29th, 2026, Donald Trump is 79. So no. Oh, wait a second. Oh no. Well, this is actually better. You're right. He is going to be turning 80. His birthday is actually June 14th. I made a mistake. I sorry. But it actually, it's good that he's turning 80 because that's older than I thought he was.
Yeah.
So good. Good.
Oh, that's too
old. Be old, dude. Be old. Just go. I mean, just go away. I don't wish death on anybody. I just want him to go.
I want him to go to jail. That's where I want
that
him to
is
go.
The I have a dream. That is a great dream.
It's true. I don't want him to die. I want him to face the consequences of the things he's done.
I think that's why he's afraid to step down. Once he steps down, he can be held accountable legally for things again. They could bring back all that stuff because it hasn't been 7 years. You know what I mean? Like it all got dropped, but he still could be charged for that stuff. And
what's
knows
that
it.
Old saying? Bye, Felicia. He's going to go.
I really don't know.
You don't remember that. Bye, Felicia.
Never heard of it. Who's Felicia?
Really?
Who's Felicia?
I don't even know where that comes from.
Felicia.
People used to say it all the time.
They did?
I don't even know when. It was quite some time ago.
I've never heard that.
Really?
No, but they did have Biden for when Biden, when they were the first, for the first, yeah. I saw that a lot, that sign. Yes.
So let me tell you what I found out today.
Okay.
Because I wanted to look this up. I was really curious because the last No Kings, about 7 million people came out.
Okay.
I don't know if that's just in the United States, but this one, they think it was 8 or 9 million people in the United States. Apparently, these were all over the world.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro. Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.
Yesterday. Oh, really? Good.
I think every country.
Wow.
Australia. I mean, maybe not really? Africa. I don't remember seeing anything.
I'm saying
like
not
Africa,
Russia. Not Russia.
Europe, Australia. Yeah, maybe that's it. I feel like, but there were a lot in other countries.
Really?
That's great. And I was like, yeah, I really felt good about that. And they are saying that this was the largest one-day protest rally, whatever you want to call it, in history.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's what I read. I don't know how true that is. I did not
fact check
that.
I don't know how they know that, though. Like that's a fact. Like, how do you learn that? You know?
I don't know. Wow. I don't know how they figured that out, but
that's great.
And once again, I did not research this, but I did see this before it happened somewhere because I was like kind of looking stuff up this morning because it seemed like this was a very, very huge deal yesterday. And I'm glad we got to be part of it.
It's
like
really
the first
nice,
women's march. I'm very happy that I went. I kind of bailed after that because I'm lazy, but I'm glad I was at the first one. You know what? I've given up on going to Manhattan. It's a long day.
That is long. Yeah. The Manhattan is hard. It's a lot.
It is. But I think almost everyone I have done in Manhattan, I've only done two here on Long Island.
Well, so the Manhattan one was huge, I'm sure, right? Was there more than one in Manhattan or two?
I feel like there was more than one, but the main one was, I forget where it started, but those you actually march, you go.
Oh, they
At the
marched.
front
Oh.
was Al Sharpton and I
Really?
think Robert De Niro, maybe. I saw a
Oh.
clip of them walking together. And I was
That's
like, that is
interesting.
an interesting pair.
Al is
But,
back. Hmm.
oh, he never left.
Oh
He like came home.
my
He's been around.
I don't know. He got disgraced with that Tawana Brawley thing.
Yeah, no, he came back a long
I
time
heard
ago
him on
now.
Howard though once. He was very good on Howard. He's very funny.
He
Yeah.
is an interesting man. I don't know enough about him to really make a judgment call, but he's gotten very thin, but he still has that James Brown hairdo.
Love
Yeah. That man
it.
works out his hairdo. You gotta
Very
give it to him.
nice.
But yeah,
Robert De
Robert De
Niro is
Niro
very, yeah,
is
Robert De
very
Niro.
outspoken.
He
Very
very, yeah,
outspoken.
he sure
I
is.
saw this clip where he's basically telling people this just the beginning. We've got to do the work. Like you're saying, there's a lot of hard work to be done
Yeah.
coming after this. This
Well,
is
it's very
just the
good that
beginning.
because he's the kind of like people respond to famous people, you know, so it's
They
very good.
do.
It's very good that he's doing that.
I have to say, I'm not super into celebrities for the most part, but I was looking up if celebrities, I the few celebrities that I really love how they feel about it. And
Yeah.
luckily, it was what I thought it was going to be.
Well, Miss Rachel is speaking out, and that's important.
I love that because she's very upset about what's happening in these detention centers to children, and we
Yeah.
should all be concerned about that.
I would say so, of course. Who, how
Whatever
did,
you feel about
yeah.
immigration, illegal immigration, here's the problem. These are human beings,
Yeah.
and they are being treated in a horrifying manner.
Yeah.
These children, they're not getting schooling. The food is disgusting. The conditions are disgusting.
It's awful.
This shouldn't happen to adults, but
No.
children,
It's just like the
shame, shame,
it's
shame. It's
exactly. It's
disgusting.
like the Nazis. It's
It is.
exact, you
I
know.
mean,
It's awful.
I once again, I don't care how you feel about illegal immigrants, but these are human beings, and whether you want them
They're
to
not
be
illegal.
deported
They're
or not,
undocumented.
undocumented. What The point I'm trying to make is
Yes.
it doesn't matter. They should still be treated
Absolutely. With respect.
with dignity and
Yeah, of
respect. It
course.
is.
And even not, it's even, I guess it's even deeper than that. Just treated, well, I mean, I don't know where we lost the golden rule. It's very
Yes.
simple. Do unto others as you'll have done to you. Is that the golden rule?
Absolutely.
It is, right? That's the golden rule.
I
Is it?
guess, yeah.
I think so.
I was just at the UN and they have a big mural. I was like a Norman Rockwell mural, which I thought was unusual. And
At the
it, but it
UN,
was,
that's that.
but it was
Yeah, that's
all different paintings kind of put together.
odd. Okay.
And once again, fact check me, guys. I'm not saying this is whatever. This is what
Yeah.
I got out of it.
Sure.
But yeah, it was a quote like that. And I'm like,
Wow, that sounds good.
I had never gotten a tour of the UN, and I really highly suggest it because you find out the reasons for the UN. I mean, it's just horrific things have happened, and this is
Yeah.
where the UN comes from. And they do very important work there, and I really think it's something everyone should experience.
Wow.
You know, yeah,
That's
it's.
good. I don't think I've ever thought of going there. I have to
I
go.
really hadn't either. I mean, you know, it's a New York thing.
I've
You
done a
know,
lot of
and we
touristy
don't.
stuff. My son Michael loves to do that kind of stuff,
Yes.
but that we haven't done. Maybe
Me
we'll go.
too. Me too. And I went to St. Patrick's Cathedral,
My mother
which I
sang
guess,
there.
oh, that's
Yeah,
amazing.
my mother was an opera singer. Yeah.
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 It's a beautiful place. It really is. I'm not a church goer, obviously, but you know,
Obviously.
it's a beautiful place, you know. It's something you should experience while you're in New York, if you're in New York. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of touristy things lately, and New York is a very interesting place. But you know, I guess I didn't realize it because you live here and you don't really, you know.
Yeah, it's true. You don't But I mean, but like my son has is the kind of person that loves to do all like learn about all these things. But I don't. He's not mentioned that. Maybe that we could do that, and yeah, that'd be fun. But yeah, that's a great suggestion.
I've been going on a lot of walking tours around different neighborhoods.
I love walking tours.
And Roosevelt Island.
Yeah.
I'm going to one. Oh, I don't even remember where the hell it is. It's somewhere in Manhattan, but they're very interesting. Like, there's a lot of things I did not know.
Oh, I love walking tours. I will warn you that sometimes they're wrong. You know, like I went to one in Philadelphia, and somebody said, and you know, I know I'm all about the American Revolution, and somebody said something that was completely wrong. This tour guide and my kids were like, no, and they saw me getting ready, and I had to correct them.
I know, but you know, when you're a kid, you do not want that to happen.
Yeah, well, I just can't, because you don't want this person to. I mean, it's
you. Want no, to I understand your point. Yeah. I'm just saying, from a kid's point of view, not where you want
so,
the data.
So I'm just saying, I'm sure most of the things are correct, but I would just. If anything that you find really interesting that you were like, oh, I never knew that, I would Google that to make sure.
I mean, it would have to be really something very.
But in general, they're really, they are really. Yes. They're
I
really
mean, we've gone on them. We went in Scotland.
Oh,
Did we go in London? Yeah, we did.
Oh my God! How could you forget?
Oh, is that man bun?
Yes.
Oh, God. By the way,
we also did the Jack the Ripper one.
Yes, and I love seeing churches. For some odd reason, but my God.
Too many. I know, but no, you know what it was too?
I was done with that guy.
But
and
he also,
his churches,
he made everything boring. Like, he talked about the fires of London, which is not a boring subject at all. It's tragic. And he made it boring. He was a boring tour guide.
I was so done with him.
You either have it or you don't. And usually they do, but this guy did not.
I have to say, I've been on many tours at this point, and I usually find the tour guys.
Yeah,
pretty interesting.
They're usually good. Yeah,
this guy. Yeah, I don't know where he came from.
We did it in when we went to Salem. We did it.
Yeah,
that was pouring. Oh,
yes,
that was rough. But yeah, I do love walking tours. They're fun.
I do too.
Yeah. Well,
I just did want to say those things. It was massive. It's great to know that all these people care.
Yeah,
and are out.
My favorite part was the excitement. We're preaching to each other. We all agree. But it's important because people see us. I'm saying it's great no matter what. But when we were waving at the traffic, it was very exciting to get the response from the traffic. And most of the people were honking, waving, and happy.
Yes.
Some people looked like they were caught.
Happen.
Some people looked like, oh, my God. They were at the light. They were like flipped out.
I did
feel
bad for people that were stuck at that light.
But I mean, as long as you're chill, you know, like. But
I know, but you've got a bunch of people screaming at you the whole time you're sitting at a light.
We were being nice. I mean, we weren't.
No, it wasn't a bad scream. But, you know, everybody wanted their voice heard. I thought it was great. My friend was starting chants. I love that about her.
Yeah.
I was very happy with that. It was great. The energy was really good.
But then there was one guy that looked like he was agreeing with us, and we were like, yay. And then all of a sudden he turned and gave us the finger. I was like, I couldn't even believe it. He waited until he was going, you know what I mean? And then he gave us the finger. I was like, wow.
Oh, wow. You got to give it to him. I mean, there had to be one. And there were
there was that Trump. They had the flag that said Trump for king or something.
The big flag.
This?
I don't know, but the whole crowd booed them.
But I mean, how do you want to give up your democracy? What is wrong with you?
Surprising thing is that these people were the freedom people.
Yes, they always used to be.
They have totally changed their tune.
Yeah, they used to we the people and all. They want the guns, but they don't want the democracy.
Yeah, basically. I had an argument. I do not usually argue with people, but this person is somebody that I really dislike intensely. And they were like, I read the Constitution. I'm like,
no,
motherfucker, you don't know how to read. So I know you didn't. And the same person like it is for these people who are just ignoring the Constitution at this point. So
you can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose the Constitution. You either for it or against
it. You can't change your mind because this guy has changed the rules. No. I'm like, you're just as stupid. And I do not think all these people are stupid. Don't get me wrong. This particular person who I know very well is a moron.
Not just stupid, but stupid, stupid,
stupid. Yes. I also, I got so mad. Like, you believe Noah's Ark happened? I just got so in this person's face. I would never say that to most people because I think Noah's Ark is I think that happened? Absolutely not.
Well, I used to go to the that church, the Unitarian Church.
The Unitarian Church.
My minister said that they're all stories to teach you about.
Yes, I think that. But, you know,
got a religious person that didn't say, that said they weren't real either. You know, so that was interesting.
Yeah, well, this person who found God under suspicious circumstances.
Yes.
I normally will not mock people for their religion because I think that's wrong. But this, all tell, I can't stand this person. So I went hard.
Hypocritical, you know, and stupid. Both things. You know,
it is. If I really felt like this person, like there's some people that really, unlike the guy with the flag, they, for some reason I don't understand, see the good in what's happening. Do I agree with it? Absolutely not. Yeah. But there are people that I think are intelligent and reasonable, and I don't get it. But that's their point of view, and that's fine.
Yeah.
It's the crazy people with these giant flags, the angry, in your face,
and constantly violent, switch on you, like
nasty people, who
they
are
don't even, they don't look at the logic of, oh, I support the Constitution with the Second Amendment, but I don't support democracy. It makes no sense.
It's those people that I have a real problem with because they are unreasonable. They are angry and they just want, it's like they idolize this man for, I don't know what reason.
I know.
Because
he's like them. He doesn't make any sense.
Right. Those are the people that I have the problem with. Not like, Republicans that have some, like I said, I don't know what their reasons are, but there are reasonable people.
Sure. No, I agree.
The problem.
Reason has gone out of style and we have to bring it back. We're bringing reason back.
Yeah.
It's like Tan Mom is running the world or something. You know, it's like,
oh my goodness. I know. I'm sure many of these people don't know who Tan Mom is, but for some reason, she is popping up on my Instagram feed with this guy, Adam Barda, that she goes around with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what is going on. Her skin is bizarre.
Yeah, she's, I think most people know, but she was, she caught attention from being accused of putting her kid in the tanning bed, which wasn't true.
And it wasn't true to her.
But no, it wasn't. But she is nutty. I love her. I have a picture of her kissing me. She told me I love you to me, which was lovely, but we didn't know each other. And she's just so tan, like not attractive. She's just burnt tan.
It looks unhealthy. It looks
very
like her skin doesn't look okay. Is what I'm saying.
Not at all.
You know what? You want a tan? That's on you. Whatever. Yeah. Most people with a tan look good, honestly. But she, I don't know what's going on there. But it does not look
okay. She's got a mental thing. But she is really funny. And Howard always has her on. And she's just so wacky, but she likes the attention.
I'm going to be honest. I listen to her all day. I find her super entertaining and interesting.
I almost was thinking of getting her audiobook. She has, what is it called? Color Tan, right?
Was going to buy you that book for Christmas, honestly. But then I'm like, I don't think she'd read it. I think she'd listen to it.
Right, exactly. I will listen to it.
Funny.
She's the narrator, so anyway. Yeah. Before we go, I want to talk a little bit about what else we did. We went to IHOP, which was quite the...
We sure did.
This IHOP, I don't know if they all do it, but this IHOP serves drinks. It's so funny.
But this is the only one I've ever seen.
They have a big sign outside now serving, and they push in the mimosas and they're pushing a bucket of Bud Light.
Yeah, not bucket. Regular Bud. No. Bud Light.
Which is an interesting choice, because you're telling me the controversy is over. But I thought that people kind of turned against Bud Light, because the kind of people that might frequent the restaurant are also the kind of people that might have shot bullets at Bud Light cans.
The Kid Rock lovers?
Yeah. So I was thinking, like, that's a strange choice for them to promote that. Because
strange that a pancake house has a bucket of Bud Light available for you to purchase.
Yeah, not even one, like have a beer. No, a whole bucket they want you to have.
I have never seen that except in a regular bar. I have never seen it in a restaurant.
Oh, no, I have seen. Well, not Bud Light, but I have seen a bucket of Corona's pretty popular.
Oh, I've never, maybe I just haven't noticed.
They're not going to be in an upscale restaurant, but for some reason, I remember being in Maryland in a crab house. This is when I still ate crab, but I don't eat crab anymore, but with my son. And I remember we got a bucket of Corona, and it was a pretty nice restaurant.
I remember
that because I shared it with him. So it is possible, but they don't put a sign up about it. You know, it might be on the menu, but they don't put a sign. We had the sign at the table. There was a banner outside, and they were expensive too. They had the glasses of the mimosas look small. They look like a small wine glass. You know, the tumbler wine glass that has no stem, and two of them were $23.95. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, and I think it's weird because and maybe I'm wrong, but I always thought IHOP was just like a very sweet family kind of restaurant.
Well, you know,
daughter used to love that. That was her favorite thing to go on her birthday. She always wanted IHOP. She likes her pancakes.
Yeah.
So I always thought of it as a family place.
It was, but I guess they weren't getting enough business that way. And it's going to keep the people there longer, I guess. It just... You know,
I mean,
they're
who's
piling
pounding beers at the IHOP?
I think a lot of people are. I mean, they're really pushing it.
They are.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even the only problem in the IHOP.
Well, what about your menu was missing so many pages.
I know. I was like, boy, their menu's really small. And then I was like, wait a minute. That page doesn't match that page. There is something missing.
And we told the kid. And he just stuck them right back with the menus.
He sure did. He did not care whatsoever.
I mean,
also he's
microcosm.
A kid working in IHOP.
Okay, all he had to do was throw. No, well, I would care. You would care too.
I would. I would. I would.
You would care even when you were that age.
I would be the annoying person that went to the manager and said, "Look, maybe you need to check the menus."
No, but I mean, if I worked at IHOP when I was a teenager, I took work very seriously, and I would have definitely gotten rid of that menu. I told them you have to fix the menu or something. I wouldn't have just stuck it back in.
I would have too. Yeah. That's the way I am, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, so this kid, he acted like he cared though when you told
him.
I love when they do. They act like, yes, I got you. I feel that way too. Yeah. And then Celine watched him walk over. I wasn't facing that way, but she watched him put
him right back in there. I think mine was missing something too, but yours was missing a lot. I mean, it's to the detriment of the restaurant, I think.
Listen, they, as long as you know there's a bucket of beer to be had.
You do know. Well, they have that on every table. They have a big sign.
Yeah.
The guy, he was a nice kid, but and then
he was a very nice kid.
The first,
but he also disappeared for quite some time.
He did. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I don't know.
But we didn't need him. It's not like we were looking for him.
They put us way in the back. It was funny, but I liked it.
They put us at a booth with no light. The light was out.
I said, well, "Can we move?" I like to have light, but you said you like dark. But
listen. I don't know if you can tell. Maybe it's kind of sunny.
It is sunny.
By the window. But I don't have the lights on in here.
Well, I don't have the light on now because it's daytime, but I like light.
I only put the lights on for company. And I discourage company, so it doesn't happen a lot.
That's nice.
Me and the cats like the darkness.
Oh, my. Well, anyway, but it was fun. But it was very funny about the alcohol. And then we went to the mall, and that was complete crazy.
The mall is hell.
The mall is hell. I started a novel. I never finished this novel, but maybe one day I will. It's in the opening line. The mall is everything that's wrong with society, and then someone else
really
says everything is, you know. But
yes,
it really is. It's just like,
Next time you're all in the mall, I want you to just stand there and watch. It literally looks like the same people are cycling through on a conveyor
right.
belt.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's bizarre, and it's always crowded for no reason.
JCPenney was having a raffle. Did you see that?
Oh, they kept announcing it. I was like, how do they
know?
You
know
their
what?
Names?
They didn't let us. We should have been able to enter the raffle. We bought something.
I don't even know where that was.
I saw the raffle box when we walked in. I'm like, what is that? It was all wrapped up. It was like a present.
Oh, I did not see it.
Yeah.
And the guy who checked me out, I said, that this guy looked so irritated to be where he was. And I get it because I have done that job. I got you. But it's so rude.
You can't be rude to the customer like that. No.
No. I hated it some days. But I still, you smile and you're nice unless someone gives you a reason not to be.
Yeah.
Those people who are walking in don't know your shitty job or your shitty day.
No.
Don't make their day shitty too.
I know.
It's not nice, but
I can't believe we were in, seriously, we were only in JCPenney, which I never thought I would shop in JCPenney.
Me neither.
It's amazing that store has even stayed in business. Right?
I told you when we
so
walked
many things
in there.
Have fallen.
Yeah, I haven't been in JCPenney probably for 20 years.
A lot of stores have gone out of business. I mean, and
but Macy's and JCPenney's chug on.
Look, I won this award, so I'm going to the ceremony. I was looking for a dress to wear, and you were too until you realized you had a dress to wear.
Yeah,
but,
I'm not spending money on.
I won the Colonial Dames of America Young Readers Award for my George Washington Spectacular
Woo!
Spectacles book. I'm very proud. Oh, and the book is also a Children's Book Council. They come out with a kid's favorite list of books read to them, and it's number four. They list the top 10, and then there's a bunch of other books in alphabetical order, but I'm number four, and I
That's
beat
awesome.
Out that Dave Pilkey. What's his name? Pilkey?
Pilkey.
Pilkey. I beat him. He's number five.
That
Ooh.
Is pretty amazing.
I know.
He is,
yeah,
very, very popular.
But this book is really funny. Like George Washington.
Too.
Well, thank you. Well, George Washington is very amusing in this book. So you're actually learning about history, but it's funny.
Yes.
It's a funny book about
that's
treason.
Kids
like funny. Yeah, they do. I have to write more
do.
Funny. I do want
and
my
the illustrations are really nice in that.
Oh my
too.
God, she's amazing. Yeah,
you
Jen
always
Harney.
Get the best illustrators.
Well, thank you. I can't take any credit for that. That's my editor with the art director and then the
good
the,
for them. Amazing. They've really done right
oh,
by
they
you.
Know.
They're really good.
They're great. They are. I can't say enough good things. But yes, I got a bunch of stuff. Social Studies, notable book, also from Children's Book Council and the National Council of the Social Study.
Reviewed by the New York Times.
Reviewed by the New York Times. And it's a Capital Choice book in the nation's capital. It's Capital Choice. And it got another CBC thing. Yeah, it's done really well.
And
I'm very
great.
Proud. Well,
and
yeah, it helps
I'm
to get
very,
those things.
Yes, I'm very happy that you're including me and I get to see it. That'll be really nice.
Yeah, because I've won a lot of stuff with my books, but I've never had the opportunity to make a little acceptance.
This is
going to be fun. Yeah, it'll really be fun.
And I got my dress. I think the dress might be too big, but I have to be honest. I don't care.
Right.
Wow, I say that a lot. Oh, that's annoying. Okay. I'm
what?
Watch
you
it.
Don't say I don't care? I don't notice that.
No. Well, I do say I don't care a lot, but no, the being honest thing. Like, when am I not?
I know it is funny, but why say that? Because, of course,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
that's
know,
just a thing people say, but yeah, it's true.
I know, but it's annoying.
Well, it's better than saying 100%.
I say that too.
I haven't heard you say that lately, so I'm glad. And don't start because I hate that. 98%. That's what the tour guys should say if they're not sure about something. You know, well, 76%. But I don't enjoy trying things on. I hate that whole thing. Oh. But I will say it's much more pleasant because I've lost a ton of weight. So it's very fun.
I almost never try things on. I do not have the patience for that. I really
don't. I didn't want to have to come back again. And I bought a
dress. Oh, I would never go back.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, I'm good. I'm not going to. But I do not like buying something and not wearing it. Like, it makes me kind of sad. Like, I wasted my money. I bought a dress. I don't think it's fancy enough to wear to the thing. So
no, it's not. But it looks very good on you. It's a nice
it's fun.
Dress.
Oh, it's fun to wear. I have hardly any clothes that are like perfectly fitting, and so now I have to build a little wardrobe. That'll be fun. But JCPenney, and then we went to Primark, and we do like Primark. And then you wanted pillows, and the guy said there was a home section upstairs. There was like a few candles. Literally,
it was a table of candles.
It was so, and they weren't even. They were just blah candles, and they were. You know, you could get better candles at Dollar Tree, frankly. Oh, you know where they had really nice candles? Five Below. That
Five Below.
Is a great store. That Five Below has such amazing things and very reasonably priced, but they are not just Five Below anymore. Like, you know, they've expanded that. But
I also find it hit or miss. Sometimes I find good stuff. Sometimes I don't.
Well, they had beautiful candles. I just walked past them. I went in there for something specific, which I can't say because I'm putting them in my PR boxes for my other book. But it was great. You should have gone. You would have loved it there because they have all that nerdy stuff you like too. They don't have it as extensive. What was the name of the store that we went in?
Newberry Comics.
Yeah, it wasn't like that, but you know what? It still has a lot of that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, I just
this was a
I
very
go
big
often,
one.
Yeah, because there's not one anywhere near me.
Yeah, well, I went there.
Like, I'll go if I happen to be someplace.
This was a really, really big one. In Westbury. I mean, they're always kind of big, but this was probably the biggest one I've seen.
I had to bail at that point. I was exhausted. Yeah.
Well, I ran in and I got what I asked the girl where the thing was that I wanted, and she actually told me, which was very helpful.
Oh, that's good.
And I noticed the candles.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a commercial for Five Below. Out of all the stores, I'd much rather go to Five Below than JCPenney or even Primark. Primark is good, but...
That's
for
basic too.
Yeah, it's only for the most basic stuff for us because it's just not our style, really. We saw a shirt for a guy, and you were like, "Who would wear that?" And I said, "Jean Valjean."
And I said, really, "You know what? That was perfect."
It really did look like a Jean Valjean shirt. Absolutely, the revolution. So anyway, it was fun. It was an interesting day. It was a day of rallying, and then it was a day of IHOPing, and then it was the mall.
And then it ended with me passing out. I was so tired.
Wow. I went delivering, actually, again on my way home, and it was actually good. I went. I don't do it as much anymore, but it actually took me towards home. But then I still did it. Unfortunately, then I started doing it. It's not unfortunate. I did it. I chose it, but... I started getting the fever for like doing, you know, one more, you know, whatever. But
well, good for you because we were out. What would we get to that thing at like 10:30, 11 o'clock? And I didn't get home until like 8 o'clock.
I know. It was late. I know.
Yeah.
I didn't stay. I did it till like 11. But
yeah,
I don't
but
know.
You don't know. I also get up before the sun. So
you do.
Yeah.
I had this one delivery though. It was so scary. Like it was an apartment building and he was like, whatever the apartment was. And I opened the door and it's just all blackness, like dark, pitch black. So I was not walking in there. I don't care.
No, I would have thrown that bag and run.
So no, well, first thing I did was I found a piece of wood. It was a creepy place. And I put wood down to hold the door open. And then I didn't move. I called him and he's like, oh, you can just leave it or whatever. And I'm like, all right. You want me to wave you? No, just leave it. So he then put on the hall light to come down. Now, why didn't he just do that? He knew I was coming. And then he came down and he goes, oh, you're right there. I go, did you think I was calling you from Florida? Where would I be?
I don't know.
He
wasn't on the ball, this guy.
And I mean, there was no way I could have gotten it out. And he was like, oh, he was a nice guy. But like, you know, when you call for a delivery, turn on your lights, you know?
Yeah, really.
And he was upstairs. I'm going to go upstairs in the dark. Even if I felt safe, the darkness alone is not safe when you're, you know.
No.
But I did not feel safe. It was, there's no way that I'm going to put my life in danger for that nonsense. No, or anything, really. But anyway, that's just a quick delivery story. We'll have an, I have a bunch of stuff. We could talk about deliveries another time. But anyway, okay. Let's go. Oh, my God. I didn't pick any quotes.
Oh, really?
You have quotes?
I do.
All right, you do your quotes and I'll find one. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do one. We had a conversation yesterday where I said there was a quote from 1984 on it.
Oh, yeah.
But you, for some reason, didn't, I don't know how, you said you saw an Anne Frank sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
And said it was, you got it confused with the one I was talking about.
That's right. I did. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, both good quotes. Honestly, fuck. Okay. So my quotes are from the book 1984. I love this quote so much. It's, the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. I feel like that's what's going on here.
Yeah.
Getting gaslit, people. I want to say, wake up, like Daniel Carver used to, but that's not appropriate.
No.
And the second one, I did not know at first it was from 1984 because I had not read the book yet. I thought it was just Rage Against the Machine. and it is, who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
Yes, yes.
Was that too quick? Did you not find anything?
Well, I was listening to you. It was very hard to listen. And well, here's a George Washington quote about democracy. I'll give it a go. You know what I mean? I'm not like totally taking it in, but I think it's good. For happily, the government of the United States, which gives to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance, requires only that they who live under its protection should demean themselves as good citizens in giving it on all occasions their effectual support.
Oh.
So everything that's not happening.
Yes.
And then I know what I want to say.
That's the goal.
Hold on. There's, I just want to find this one that I know I love. Well, Washington said a lot of great things about democracy. Here. Okay, so Ben Franklin, this is a pretty famous thing, I think. But then again, famous to me because I do all this research, you know. But Ben Franklin, someone asked him after the vote, after they did something. I don't even know. Oh, a woman asked him, okay, the government was created the 1787 Constitution, okay? A woman asked Benjamin Franklin, what kind of a government did they create? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it, which means a democracy. Yeah. If you can keep it, well, he's right. I mean, you have to keep it. You have to, it requires a lot of work. And 250 years later, you know, we've got to keep it.
That's
so,
right.
Yep. These guys were good, man. These guys were good. So, anyway, all right. Oh, well, this is another interesting. He also said, our new constitution is now established. Everything seems to promise it will be durable. But in this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes.
So he thought it was durable.
I guess so, Ben. It's funny he said that because the reason why they got rid of the king was the taxation thing, right? No taxation without representation. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were other things, but that's the rallying cry. And yeah, so that is funny. That was a brilliant man, Ben Franklin. I mean, brilliant inventor. I mean, just brilliant guy. So anyway, here is to our democracy, and here is to freedom, and here is to kindness. I feel like we're preaching to acquire, but anyway.
But you know what? What's that? United we stand, divided we fall. So let's be
true.
United.
Exactly. And but we can't take it for granted. We have to stand up. We have
That's
to. We
right.
have to speak out. We can no longer be silent. Someone else had a sign that said, "Democracy dies in silence," and it's true. So
that's true.
So cheers, everybody, and take care.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro. Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.